Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. Coming to you on this Friday here, and we're actually going to be video recording not every podcast we do, but a handful of them for sure, just so you guys can, I guess if you're on the YouTube page and you guys don't, you know, have access to the podcast, or you're somewhere where you actually want to watch me ramble on through this, you guys are going to get the opportunity too, so this will be on there as well. But if you guys are listening, real quick before we kick the podcast off today, BJ Gadura and myself are doing an event here in Scottsdale, Arizona on January the 12th, 2019 here, so just about a month and a half from now. Like a one-day intensive, like elite fitness workshop kind of seminar where we're going to kind of put together, answer your guys' questions, so a lot of the content will be curated based on, you know, what you guys ask for, essentially, and then obviously, you know, building up all the fitness, nutrition, kind of the mobility hacks, all the recovery things, all the things that we think are important for you guys to basically bulletproof your body through life. If you're a fitness professional, I think this is a great opportunity for, obviously, if you guys to come meet us, kind of see how we, you know, do our stuff, how we do our programming, run our businesses and training and everything kind of wrapped up into one. So again, if you guys are interested in that, shoot me a DM, send me a message as soon as possible. We're going to keep the group extremely small. But again, we want to give you guys the opportunity to meet us, you know, train with us alongside of it, meet a bunch of other people, you know, who are like-minded in fitness and just have an awesome time and just rip it and walk away with hopefully a foundation of skills you guys can have for the rest of your life. And obviously, we'll do some face melting stuff in between there. So it'll be pretty cool. So if you're interested, shoot me a message, you know, just message, hey, I heard about it on the podcast, and we'll do a little added benefit for the podcast listeners who request access to the event. Again, it's January 12th. It'll be here in Scottsdale at Jeremy Scott Fitness, where I am currently, and BJ and myself will be here ripping it and rocking and rolling. So, with that said, today's podcast, I'm going over must read books, essentially. So, books that I think are crucial for you guys to pick up and, you know, read through. And admittedly, you guys, I read like a 6-year-old, so I do Audible for 99% of these books. It's just how I roll. I learn better that way. Like in school, I thought it was terrible when I always had to read certain things, and I just couldn't retain the information the best way possible. So for me, Audible has been a savior. Audible and podcasts are probably the number one and two ways that I, you know, consume content through stuff. And I think if you guys are that person, I would go the Audible route. If you're a person who picks the books up and actually reads them, these are great for that too. So for me, per year, I consume about 100 books. And I've done about 100 books every year for probably about the past 3 years. So again, for me, of those 100 or so, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, I probably am listening to about 90% of those and maybe reading, you know, 5 to 6 books total, typically the shorter ones and the easier ones to read, and the thicker stuff I listen to anytime I can. That's why I think podcasting is great when I'm, you know, in traffic, at the airport, in line at the grocery store, if I'm walking my dog, anytime I can get a chance to consume the content, I'll typically do it, and that's helped me level up, you know, multiple areas of my life, and I think a lot of these books can do the same. So, and again, I get asked all the time, you know, about what the books I read, what I suggest, which ones have helped me. So I put together a list here of about 17 to 20 books I think that are must reads for you guys, easy pickups and things that you can apply to, you know, multiple areas of your life. If you guys want to know about something specific book wise, you know, hit me up, shoot me a message. I'm happy to, you know, share that with you. But without further ado, these would be kind of my top, you know, 20-ish books I think you guys can check out. So number one, shameless plug here, I'm going to go with Make Success Mandatory, the book that I have written. If you guys have not read it yet, you know, you can pick it up on Amazon, they'll ship it to you. I wrote it, so obviously it's a super simple, easy read. But again, it's basically just you guys, you know, if you give it, you know, probably 2-3 hours, some of you guys maybe 4 hours to dig into the book and read it. It might be stuff you guys have heard before. Obviously, if you listen to the podcast this long, we're in, you know, over 100 episodes at this point. But I promise you guys it'll spark something inside of you. If nothing else, it's going to be a reminder of you guys to do the things you say you want to do and you're going to do and actually put the pieces into play. So the book is called Make Success Mandatory, Discovering Your Gift and Giving It Back to the World, written by me, pretty basic. And if you guys want a free copy, shoot me a message, and if you'll do one or two things for me, we can probably ship you out one here sometime before the end of the year. Book number two, The Go-Getter, which to me, if you guys, you know, love storytelling, this is a legit storytelling book that you guys will enjoy. If you consider yourself like a hustler or somebody who goes out there and grinds and wants to work their ass off, this would be the book for you. Or if you're just somebody who, you know, wants to hear a really good story of, you know, perseverance and in getting things done, I think you guys should pick this up, especially if you guys are out there maybe you're an entrepreneur, you want to work for yourself, you want to make the jump, you want to do something different, it's a great story of hearing somebody go through multiple obstacles and hurdles just to get the job done. I think like anybody you look who's been successful through life, this is kind of the, you know, a tried and true story that can be told at any point. Now the book is dated, you know, decades ago, but it's still very applicable today, and it is an easy read and a quality one as well. Book number three. We're going to talk about The Undefeated Mind. This is probably, you know, one of my all-time favorite listens or reads, depending on which way you want to look at it. It's an amazing look at how we think, and more important, why we do what we do. And it'll have you guys thinking outside of the box, and if nothing else, just questioning, A, maybe your belief system, maybe the way of life. So how is just grabbing it and improving how you see the world, and more importantly, seeing the things that are important to you in life. So again, the book is called The Undefeated Mind. Again, if you guys, I'm listing these off rather quickly. If you guys are confused and say, oh, I don't remember what he said or what was that book, obviously you can rewind it back. Or if you go to the Jeremy Scott Fitness blog, or if you go on Google and type in, I want to see the name of this podcast. Let me look at my show notes here. The name of the podcast or the name of the blog would be 17 Must Read Books by me. So you can just type that in, or Jeremy Scott, you know, Must Read Books, and this should pop up on Google relatively quickly. Book number four on the list, Extreme Ownership. This is a popular book. Some of you guys may be familiar with it. Some of you guys might not. I remember like when my man Mike Russell, PhD, suggested that I pick this up, and it was an amazing read. Again, great storytelling, but if you ever want to, I would say, run your own business or, you know, work as part of a team and like legitimately be like a linchpin in that team, this is a book unlike any other. The stories in it are amazing, but ultimately, obviously, you can tell by the name Extreme Ownership, it comes down to you just owning you. So whether your life you know, is awesome right now or your life sucks shit right now, basically puts it all on you. And when you guys can get to a place of where you take responsibility and accountability for everything you're doing, it's a pretty awesome place to be, because then you know you can't blame anybody else and it's nobody else's fault that you did this or you did that. So I think Extreme Ownership is an amazing book for that. If nothing else, the stories are pretty amazing to hear, and it puts perspective on your life and where you're currently at. Book number five, The Secret to Success by Eric Thomas. Now, if you guys obviously know E.T., he's a motivational guy. Like, he gets up, he speaks. But this is a pretty good book, you know, kind of behind the success of Dr. Eric Thomas. You know, this is a dude who was once homeless eating out of trash cans, and now, you know, he's one of the top motivational speakers in the world, if not the top motivational speaker. I've seen a lot of people, you guys, across the board, from Tony, you know, Robbins to, you know, Chris Hogan to Hardy, you name it. And I've seen E.T. live too. He is definitely one of the best. And the book is great, especially if you do the Audible version. He's reading it and going through it, which is pretty cool to kind of hear. Book number six, we're talking The Obstacle is the Way. Again, great storytelling with a basic, powerful message that I think can truly help anyone in any walk or arena of life. And basically, it just goes to say that, you know, the problem is the way through it. Essentially, that the obstacle or the issue you're having, that's the game, you guys. It's like if you can overcome that obstacle or the roadblock or the perceived failure or the stress, that's what changes us, and that's what allows us to be awesome the next time and the next time. It's kind of like the fail fast and fail forward scenario, where it's like we often, you know, we fear failure and we don't want to suck or be terrible at things, but it's like in the gym, when we train to the point of failure, the muscle fatigues, it grows depending on how we eat and we sleep, it builds up to be stronger and bigger over time. The Obstacle is the Way is the same thing, and again, another great collection of stories of, you know, pretty amazing humans through time and how they basically overcame all the obstacles to become the person that they are. Book number seven, Minimalism. Again, I think they now have a document on this on Netflix. I have not seen it yet, but I followed their stuff, you know, for many years back in the day when it was just, I think it was just their blog or newsletter, and then it turned into a book, and then I think they obviously have a podcast, and then obviously it's on Netflix as well. But Minimalism and basically Live a Meaningful Life is kind of the tagline there. It's just a great story of two dudes who gave up the world, essentially, you know, or I guess the world that they thought they should be in for an actual true meaningful life. And I highly suggest for you guys, all of you listening to this, I would pick this up for sure, just for the fact of, I think if you're in America right now, and you know, we're in this the propped up economy of stuff, and we've forgotten how how bad things can get sometimes, or how, I guess I'll put it this way, we've forgotten how much we really have. You know, we're all walking around with $1,500, you know, smartphones. We're all driving, you know, nicer cars, living in, you know, houses where there's probably two or three rooms we don't walk into, drawers and garages and closets just full of stuff and clothes and shit. We have 14 pairs of shoes and 7 pairs of pants. And again, I'm not against stuff and bagging that, you guys, but we have so much. And this book is basically just, you know, brings you back to, you know, minimizing your life of the stuff in replacement of happiness, experience, and real things. And I think the first dude, I'm trying to remember the exact story they share in it, was like one of the first minimalism guys. He took everything that he had in his house and put it in a box, like one big giant box, like all the stuff. And what it was anything he didn't use in a 6-month span from that very first day, he got rid of. So he was left with such minimal things as he went through the process, which is pretty amazing. Now, again, obviously, I think that's extreme for a lot of you guys, but if there's stuff that's been sitting in your closets that you haven't been wearing for 3 or 4 years, do you really need that shit? If there's stuff in a drawer, you know, like chargers or cords, like we all do, we collect junk drawers and different things. If you haven't used that stuff in 6 months, a year, 2 years, or 3 years, why are we still holding on to it? Why is it still around? So again, it's not just minimalizing just the material stuff. There's a lot of things in play there. So it's a great book and an awesome overall listen. Book number 8, we're talking Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. That's the title. And the title kind of says it all, you guys. It's a very direct, straight to the point, interesting, to say the least, listen. But it's a quick, easy listen, or it's a quick, easy read that digs into the core of you as the person and just kind of more in the kind of the self, you know, helpery category, I guess, if you will. But again, I think it's worthwhile for a lot of you guys, especially if you've been going through some shit, and we all have at some point. It's just a nice reminder, you know, to take care of yourself and speak to yourself in a certain way, and to allow yourself to live the life that you truly want to. Book number 9. This is an important one for you guys. I would urge you all to pick it up if you care about finance whatsoever. The Millionaire Next Door. I love quality, legit finance books that give you, you know, a very basic understanding that you can apply to your daily life. If you truly want to be, you know, wealthy in terms of dollars, and I mean like financial wealth, in the investments and the assets, this money, you know, it's the book is amazing. It gives you a better perspective on money and what to do with it and how to live it. And just oftentimes we think it's like the home run thing. Like we have to have this amazing idea or do something crazy or, you know, earn, you know, $400,000 a year to be rich and to be wealthy and to become a millionaire. And we truly don't. It's the basis of how we live our life, the daily practices, habits, the rituals, the power of compounding, very simple things. And again, the stories you guys in here are pretty amazing. If you guys can't tell, I love storytelling books, things that kind of paint a picture, whether it be, you know, with words, you know, on page or obviously, you know, audible words. I just think it's amazing to be able to hear, you know, real life people go through stuff and see, you know, how some people are lessons and some people are examples. And this is a great book for that. Book number 10, You Are a Badass, by Jen Sincero. I love Jen. I love this book. She keeps it real, 100% raw, uncut, and kicks you guys to straight, no bullshit stuff. I would say, like, she'd be like the gangster female version of me, if you will. Okay, the book is very well written. It's awesome. It's, again, she shares a lot of stories inside of it. If you can take the heat from her honest truth about being a badass, I would buy it. And you can thank me later for it. If nothing else, it'll make you feel like a gangster, and it'll make you guys be more powerful, more confident. And if nothing else, hopefully let you be more clear on what you're trying to do with your life and which way you should go. Book number 11. This one is called Rhinoceros Success. So it's a little bit different, but it's a great take presented in like a most amazing way on how to be successful in all reality. For all my hustlers out there who want to be hustlers and grinders and for the hard workers, this book is for you guys. If you want to get motivated in a new way, this is a fun, easy read that I typically go back to over and over and over again. Again, this is admittedly one of the very few books that I've actually read and not went through on Audible. I actually read through this one. It's an easy read. And it's kind of a fun read. It almost reminds me of a children's book. Again, it's called Rhinoceros Success, and it basically just tells you how to be a rhinoceros and just charge this shit through life and just fucking crush it. So give it a read, and you guys let me know what you think. Book number 12, Letters to a Friend, In my opinion, probably the best book by Tony Robbins, or the best book I think he's ever put out. Now, obviously, you can go down the tracks of, you know, like if you like Money Mastery or something, but that's a little bit more detailed. There's a lot of beta in there that doesn't really interest people. This is a more of the books for you guys who are looking to get off your ass and do things and live, you know, a more fulfilled, more meaningful life. And I've read every book he's ever put out, and they all have benefits. However, this one is a very simple read that you can absorb all the information the first time through relatively quickly. You can also go back and reread it, or at least make notes in the sections you like. And again, you can put this into action within minutes of reading it. Even if you went through, you know, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and you saw one or two things, you can take it and just rip it right from there. And again, what I would suggest you guys to do is, obviously for the YouTuber, you can see it's like, you'll take little post-it notes. I'll stick it into a lot of the books that I read. I'll make a note, okay, boom. Or if you have the book and it's yours, just write right in it with a highlighter, with a pen, whatever it is. But just going over it and saving, okay, I'm going to come back to this, or I remember this, or I can share this with somebody. I think it's awesome when you guys go through stuff. If something sparks your brain, or if inspiration grabs you in the moment, you just stop right there, jot it down. A lot of times I do it on my phone now. I might be driving down the street when I leave here, and some idea comes to me of what we should do for our business. Like, hey, you know, you guys requested it, we're going to film the podcast like we're doing currently. And I'll pop up my phone, I'll talk on video to myself, or I'll record like a voice message, and then I'll play it back later. I think with books, it's the same thing. So even having a pen or a highlighter with you, or sticking the post-its in there, is a great little hack and a reminder, you know, to come back to it, or at least focus on it and drill down on it for a later day. Book 13 here. We're going to go with The Total Money Makeover by my man, Dave Ramsey of Ramsey Solutions. Again, I love Dave Ramsey, and if you guys want a legit, super, super basic practical advice of how to get out of debt, save money, and live life on your own terms, I would order this book today. Audible, the written version, whatever works best for you guys. And trust me, the advice in here is sound. You can apply it, you know, directly to your life right away. And again, if you want to get deeper into it, I'm a huge Ramsey guy. I'm not huge on debt, you guys. I hate loans. I hate financing anything. We typically never do it. I'm trying to live my life completely debt-free, pay for things in cash, and just if I can't afford it, I don't buy it. And that's allowed me to have a certain level of freedom and a certain level of success when I don't have to, you know, sell you guys products and huck shit and do a bunch of horseshit stuff just to make fucking money. If you're in debt, you guys, as you're going through your life, like you're in debt for your car, your house, and, you know, credit cards and clothes and stuff and trips, it changes how you think about life, and it changes how you feel about life. It really puts you in a box, and the way you run your business is different. The way you live your life, the way you sleep is different. Again, I'll never tell you guys how to spend your time or spend your money, but I can say this to you. When you don't have, you know, consumer debt, when you don't have student loan debt, when you don't have mortgages, when you don't have a bunch of things weighing you down, you are free to do what you want and actually live a better life. And again, that might mean you guys are driving, you know, an older car or wearing older clothes for a while or living in a smaller house until you get to that point. But I promise you, it's completely worth it. For me, you know, could I, you know, drive a Range Rover today brand new? For surely I could. But I don't. I drive a 2008 Honda Accord, which I'm a baller, by the way, for doing that. But the reason I don't is because it allows me to have cash to do other things. I can invest in, you know, commercial real estate, or, you know, just normal real estate for that matter. I can invest that money back into my business. I can invest it back into myself, which I think is the biggest ROI I've ever got. Me spending money on my education to be able to travel and learn has, A, in turn, allowed me to make a shit ton more money than if I would just bought material stuff. So again, I think the Ramsey Solutions, all those guys from him to Chris Hogan, even Chrissy Wright, all those guys are putting out great stuff. And again, if you guys go through the Total Money Makeover, or if it's like Financial Peace University, any of that stuff, just walk you through the baby steps of how to get out of debt and just to feel safe. At the end of the day, you guys, all the stuff I listed is super cool, but the reason I don't put myself into debt for the fact is I want to be able to sleep on a Tuesday night. I want to be able to sleep on a Wednesday night. I want to wake up at 2 in the morning worried about if, you know, this contract leaves me, or this sponsorship goes, or if we lose 6 clients here, I can't pay the bills, and I can't pay, you know, employees the money that I have to pay them. So for me, the peace of mind, and again, money doesn't buy happiness, but what it can do is buy you time, and it can buy you a sense of security, and I think that's important for all of us. And again, oftentimes I think the stuff we buy limits us from living the life that we truly want to live, whether it's keeping up with the Joneses, or just the stuff we bought now owns us, it owns our times, it owns our decisions. So take that for what it's worth, you guys. I think the Ramsey stuff is all legit, and again, he's not paying for me for this. I wish he would, but it's just my 2 cents to help you guys financially. Book 14, The E-Myth. And I think there's a huge series of these, all the E-Myth books, but the E-Myth, the original, if you ever want to start your own business or be your own boss, I would read this book as soon as possible. If you work for a small business or you ever, you know, I would say read this book. If you ever want to know how or why most small businesses do or don't work, I would read this book. I love it. It changed the way that I think about being a business owner. It breaks it down into steps for you guys, whether you're like the technician, the manager, or the owner. Now, again, when you first start out, like I do with Jeremy Scott Fitness years ago, I was everything. I was the janitor. I was the accountant. I was the attorney. I was the technician. I was the vice president. I was the CFO. I was the owner. I was everything. And for a lot of you guys out there, that might be where you're at now. And even if you're not, even if you have a bigger, you know, business, a bigger infrastructure, you have multiple employees, or maybe you have one or two, whatever it is, it just gives you perspective on how to run your business and how it should be run and the things that you're probably going through or have went through. So it's a nice humbling reminder, and it's a nice way to kind of level things up and go to the next level in business if that is what you guys are into. Book 15. The book is called Lean In. My wife sent this to me a long time ago. She read it, and it's one of her favorite books all time. So, and again, I think dudes can benefit from it as well. I don't think it's just geared towards females, although it is, it kind of takes the female angle. So for all my ladies out there, it's legit women's leadership book, you know, talking life balance with family while being a badass at your job. So if you're women and you have a family out there as well as a job, I think this will help you level up in more ways than one. Book number 16. We're talking Think and Grow Rich. So for a lot of you guys, this is a classic, and will stand the test of time. So if you ever want to read, you know, one of the great mindset books ever written out there, I think the book Think and Grow Rich, you can Google it, it'll pop up everywhere. It's ultimately a great read. And then book 17 on the list, we're talking 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the title kind of says it all. It's just a very classic habit book that I think you guys can get a lot from as you're kind of reading and rocking and rolling. Now, outside of that list, you guys, those are probably the top quick 17 that we have listed here in the show notes. On my desk right now, if you guys are on YouTube, you can see I have 3 books here. They just happened to be sitting here today when I came in. This one is just on YouTube, Stock Wizards, basically just stories of kind of like the Americans, you know, top kind of stock trading stories. If you guys are into that stuff, some of you may not be. Also, Josiah Novak sent me a book recently where he gave me a plug for it, so thanks for that, brother. It's called Diet Suck, which is ultimately, as I've scrolled through it so far, very basic practical information that can benefit some of you guys. And the title is amazing. I wish I immediately would have stole it because Diet Sucks is a great name. So I'm highly jealous of that. And I typically don't get jealous of things, but I wish I would have thought of that before him. And then the other book is just a little book called 1001 Ways to Success, which is basically just a collection of quotes. And I like little things like that, you guys, like the little calendar I put on Instagram all the time, or just little things. So again, even if it's not, you know, complete books or they're just little guides or things like that, I just think anytime you can grab inspiration or motivation or just education on tactical skills, those are all things I would suggest to you guys as you're kind of rolling through. So for you guys who have been asking, you know, what I read or what I suggest to read, that is just a quick list off the top. Again, I go through about 100 books per year, so I have a ton more. If you guys are saying, hey, Jeremy, what do you think about what's the best nutrition books or what's the best fitness books and what's the best mindset books or finance books or whatever the genre you're looking for is, I can share and give you guys my 2 cents. And I would say the same thing for when you're investing in education or things for yourself. Read things that the way I look at, you know, choosing or buying books, the two ways I go about it. One, I try to find something that I am generally interested in or that jacks me up or excites me or motivates me or something that I can take and apply almost instantly to my life, to my wife's life, my friends, my family, but more importantly to the people here that we serve, whether it be you guys, our coaching clients on the internet or in person or wherever it is. And then the second way I look at, you know, buying things to educate myself or listen to, or books for that matter, is just what's going to benefit the end user. What's going to benefit the people I serve every single day? So what is going to benefit the people who walk through the doors of Jeremy Scott Fitness, the people who buy stuff online, the people who listen to the podcast? So for me, A1, selfishly, what's going to benefit me in my life directly, which 2 typically leaks to you guys, and then 2, what benefits you guys the most, and that's kind of how I pick it. So anything else you guys want to hear in the podcast, just shoot me a message. I'm happy to record it if I can. If you're on iTunes right now, stop. Don't be a lazy ass. Drop us a 5-star. Leave a comment if you did the podcast. And if you want to share this with somebody else or share the book list with them, I'm happy for you to do that. Share the podcast, or if you go to the blog, this is written here in detail, and I have each of the links up here to every single book that I went through. So ton more stuff coming on the pipe, you guys, so be on the lookout for that. And again, if you want to hear something else, please just let me know. I'm happy to record it if I can. So until next time, you guys, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.